The pro-government Constitutional Assembly in Venezuela today called for a presidential election by the end of April. The current president, Nicolas Maduro, is under increasing pressure from opposition parties, blaming him for Venezuela's economic collapse. Let's check in on Venezuela with Reuters reporter Girish Gupta in Caracas. Girish, welcome.
Thank you so much.
And a lot of news to get to out of Venezuela, but I want to start with one that is making a lot of headlines, and that would be Oscar Perez, who was buried. He was a police officer who stole a helicopter and lobbed grenades at government buildings last June. He then eluded capture until last week when government forces killed him outside Caracas. The government labeled him a terrorist, but he had the support of many Venezuelans for protesting what he called President Nicolas Maduro's tyranny. How are people reacting to his death?
Well, initially, the scenes you described, the stealing helicopter and lobbing grenades and so on, it was a huge deal, a very sort of surreal incident in Caracas a few months back. And there are people now in the opposition calling him a hero and who really decry the Venezuelan political opposition for just not doing enough. This guy, they say, did do something and, you know, and he died for it. At the same time, the fact is that Venezuelans are really suffering at the moment. They're in queues for food. They're not eating properly. People are, you know, genuinely growing thinner. So frankly, they're just tired of all this, be it Venezuelan politicians, be it Venezuelan heroes, be it martyrs as well. You know, some people are calling him a martyr. A lot of people just couldn't care less about him as well because they need to eat.
Well, let's talk about the economy and the situation there. You found that the black market exchange rate is more than 200,000 bolivars to the U.S. dollar. Tell us about the inflation. What does that kind of inflation look like on the ground?
It's absolutely incredible to witness. You know, you see queues of thousands of people outside supermarkets every single day. Now, I can see them outside the window now. It's not an abnormality. People struggling for food, earning $5-6 a month. The Venezuelan Bolivar, when I got here 7 years ago, just to give you some context, was 8 to the dollar. Mm. It's now well over 200,000 to the dollar. It's dropping about 7% every day. And you've got to remember that what this means for Venezuelans is that their currency, their money in their pockets, their wages are just worth nothing, absolutely nothing.
I was just speaking with a good friend who's Venezuelan and who was just back in the country, and he said that all anyone could talk about was how much they just paid for, you know, milk or any item that they might purchase right now. That's all anyone's talking about.
That's absolutely true. And, you know, it's actually one of the really sad things about this. Well, there are many sad things about what's going on in this country. But one of the really sad things that sort of overpowers is that the only conversations people have, be they rich or poor or whatever class or whatever education, is what they found at the supermarket last time they went, how long they wasted in line. And that's what's really slowing this country down in a much bigger sense than just today's meals.
What about oil production? Venezuela's economy is dependent on its huge oil reserves, but oil production there hit a 28-year low at the end of last year. What's going on with oil, and how is that playing into this?
It's a massive deal for Venezuela, which makes about 95% of its export revenue from oil. That was great back in the mid-2000s, late-2000s, when oil prices were high. And Venezuela made a huge amount of money, and Hugo Chavez was able to use that money to put into welfare projects and so on. Critics see a lot of that money as wasted and the welfare projects as unsustainable. Now, of course, oil prices are much lower than that, and production is extremely low now. It looks like it's only going to get lower and lower, because remember, this economic crisis that we're talking about does not only affect people who want to eat during the day and get medicine and so on. It also affects the oil industry, where they can't get parts, they can't do repairs, they can't run an industry that frankly is the cash cow for this country.
Well, and Venezuela is planning to release its own cryptocurrency called the Petro, backed by the price of oil. Is that still something that is likely to happen?
It is indeed. Now, Maduro made this announcement in December, seemingly without much knowledge of the topic. And the idea is that the Petro, one Petro, would be worth the equivalent of one barrel of Venezuelan oil. Firstly, the opposition says that it's illegal to do that, and they point to laws passed over the last couple of decades. The U.S. Treasury has also said that this cryptocurrency falls into just another issuance of debt by this government, which means it's illegal for Americans to engage with it. And also, quite frankly, the Venezuelan government does not have a good track record with bringing out currencies. As we mentioned at the start of this chat, the Bolivar, the Venezuelan currency, has collapsed over the last few years. And the Petro, I do not think, will help this country move forward.
Meanwhile, the Venezuelan leaders are facing sanctions from the European Union, from the United States. Other Latin American countries have also condemned the government in Venezuela. Is that making any difference in this crisis?
It's very difficult to say. Maduro and the Venezuelan government is very much in a corner, be it because of the currency, be it because of the sanctions, be it because of lots of different things going on at the moment. However, it's very difficult to say whether this is going to have a real impact for the country going forward.
That's Girish Gupta, a journalist with Reuters based in Venezuela and developer of the website VenezuelaEcon.com. Girish, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.